Hello, Wes?
Yes, it's me.
Hi, this is Tyler from Local Splash.
Hey.
Hi, I got your email. Good. I did email you back. I was in a meeting, but I jumped out real quick to kind of take care of you real quick. Is something that you want to get started?
Yes.
Okay.
I got to make a decision. Let's go.
All righty. Wonderful. So what I'm going to do here is just verify some information in regards to your business to make sure that we have everything accurate here, and then I'm going to set you up for the client interview that we talked about yesterday. We're going to start off with the business phone number. Now, the primary line of contact that you would like your clients to reach you on, that was the one that we're speaking on, 407-488-2277?
Right.
Okay, wonderful. And then we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map showcasing the area that your business is located. I found the address listed for you as 13003 Plantation Park Circle. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
It's a home office.
Okay, so if it's a home office, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will always be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers that you're doing work for know the area you're coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the zip code out there, just to verify, I have it as 32821. Is that accurate?
32821, yes.
32821. Okay, perfect. And then also, Wes, what would be the, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
It's a K-E-A.
I'm sorry, you said K-E-A?
K-V-A.
Okay.
G-H-E-G-I-N.
Okay, K-V-A-T-H.
No, C.
Oh, C-H.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Okay. And what's after the H?
E-G-I-N.
E-G-I-N. Okay, so just let me make sure I have this correctly, Wes, so we can address you correctly when we send you everything over in writing. I have K-V-A-C-H-E-G-I-N?
Right.
Perfect. Okay, thank you very much, Wes. And then what would be the – and then I do have your email address since we did converse through email. So what would be the hours of operation for your company? Is it like Monday through Friday deal? Is it 6 days a week, 7 days a week?
24/7. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. I love it. All righty. And then what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work for you?
Business, personal check. What else? Credit cards, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, Cash, whatever.
Okay, all the above. Wonderful. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then also... Now, did you have any other social media that's built for the business? Like, did you have a, I forgot if you told me you had a Facebook or an Instagram that was built?
Right. Yeah, Facebook.
Okay, it's the Facebook. That's right. And do you have the address for the Facebook offhand, the URL for it?
It's Locksmith Elite Orlando. One big word.
Locksmith Elite Orlando.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Alrighty, and then also, aside from the social media, what I'm doing for you right now is I'm sending you over an email again. The email is going to give you two forms of contact. As you know, through the first email that I sent you, you have my contact information at the very bottom. So it's going to be the same deal with this email as well, but at the top of the email is going to give you client support's number. That way, if I'm out of the office or you need somebody, you need a question addressed, you're always going to be able to reach a live agent to get that address for you. Okay. And it will fall into your inboxes labeled client support.
Okay.
All right. Give me 2 seconds here while I get that sent off to you. Okay, perfect. And it does show me that the email sent off to you successfully. Now, the last thing that we would need to do, Wes, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate. In order to secure the listing today, what's going to work best for your business? You're going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card. What works best for your company?
Business card, I think.
Okay. And does the business card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have like one or the other on there?
Yeah, it's my name and business.
It's your name on there.
Not me. It's
company name is Bill Bosco in Capoeiras.
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you. What was the last part?
It's an other name on the card. It's not Elite Lux Nicolite. It's like a project name.
It's a project, okay.
Full name, it's Del Bosco Incorporated.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And then, Wes, the card, they normally read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat those numbers starting from the left to the right, or repeat them back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready. Mm-hmm. Take your time.
Here's my business card. Okay, it's a 5474.
Huh?
1517.
Well, I'm sorry, you said 11517?
No, start again.
Okay.
5474-1517.
Okay.
2298-9222.
Okay, and the expiration month and year?
It's 0827.
You said 4 of 27?
No, 08.
Oh, 08. I'm sorry. August. Gotcha. 27. Okay. And the security code on the back?
112.
112. And is that car connected to the 13003 Plantation Park Circle address?
Yes.
Okay. And then we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, Wes. So what I'm going to do is repeat that car back to you here for accuracy. So I do have a 5474-1517-2298-9222.
Right.
And then I have 08, so it's August of 27 and 112.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, what I'm going to be going over right now is a 90-second voice verification. It just goes over the service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you, Wes. But it does read as follows. Okay. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for the quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Del Bosco Incorporated.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
It's a Locksmith Elite Orlando.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Right.
Okay, just to clarify, we're doing the $4.99 package, right? With the Facebook ads?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure here. Okay, so now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So give me 1 second here. My computer just froze on me. Got to get the paper out. Okay, now it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be September 22nd, 2022. It's going to be charged in a very discounted non-refundable amount of just $499. Now, this would be, since it is a two-month verbal agreement, it would be a reoccurring payment, but when the second month term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew the following month in that same discounted amount of $499. That rate will never change or go up on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time, Wes, by contacting client support to prevent charges for the next month of service. We would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that... All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. Now, what I'm having my finance team do right now, well, I'm putting the finishing touches on the package right now, but what I'm having my finance team do is they're going to be running the 499. As soon as that goes through, I'm going to be giving you that confirmation email showing you that 499 came out of your account. So give me 2 seconds here. While I wait for that confirmation, I'm going to kind of kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. So I'll go ahead and set you up for the client interview while I wait for that confirmation. So give me 1 second here. All right, so they're running the payment, but I'm looking at their calendar right now, and it looks like today I don't have another available agent for you to speak with, but tomorrow I do have pretty much all day available. Wes, what time would work for you best tomorrow?
Anytime, as early
okay,
as possible.
So as early as possible.
Day, you can call me.
Okay, so that would be 10 a.m. your time.
No problem.
All righty, so give me one second. All right, give me 1 second here. And I'm also going to be sending you over a calendar invite letting you know that the client interview is going to be taking place tomorrow. All right, so I just pressed the save button right now, and I'm sending you over the calendar invite. Give me 2 more seconds here. Client interviews. Go back here. Okay, so that the invite should be falling into your inbox as an email here momentarily. I just pressed the send button right now. And then I do want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. Wes, the payment did go through at $499, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you.
Okay,
it's definitely going to be a profitable. It's going to be a profitable service for you. That's what I was trying to get out here.
That's our goal.
Absolutely. And then also, Wes, the I need you for another couple seconds. Are you able to pull up your email while I have you on the line?
Which one? I have
So you should have one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Local Splash Support Initial Invoice. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go ahead and pull up the initial invoice email. And what that's going to do is that's going to... About the fifth line down from the top, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So when you do you see where it says that right there?
Yep.
Okay, click on that little link for me, and what that's going to do is take you to another page. At the top of the page, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience, and then as you scroll down, you're going to see the services included within the package. But if you scroll down all the way to the bottom, Wes, you see where it says cancellation and refunds in bigger letters? It's more towards the bottom.
Mm-hmm. My name.
And you can also follow the steps if you wanted to the through your text messages. The text message, it says email has been sent over to your email. A text message has been sent to your email address. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. You can do it through that as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Or if you can, scroll all the way to the bottom for me on that page, and you see where there's a DocuSign at the very bottom. You see where it says that, where it has that?
It's an invoiced ICS.
Okay, so what you do above that, there's a little checkbox that says, I certify that I am the authorized cardholder and that all the information is true and accurate. You would check that little box, and then you're going to sign your name. So you're going to sign your name in full. So use a capital W and capital K for your when you sign. And when you confirm it, let me know. It's going to take you to another page that says local splash username and password.
I see already username and password.
I'm sorry?
I already see this, local splash, and username and password is an empty space.
Okay, so you're on that page right now. You're already on that page. Okay, so your username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on right now, 407-888-488-2277. And the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you tomorrow during the client interview. And then after the client interview process is complete, when you hang up with them, you're going to be able to, if you choose to, you can customize the username and password to whatever you want them to be, if you choose to do so. But that's the only requirement that we do have from you today, Wes, is getting that thing signed. It just speeds up the client interview process. It just speeds up the client interview process a little bit quicker when that's signed beforehand. But I do want to ask, before my agents give you a call tomorrow, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in regards to the services?
No. We'll start, and I'll wait for a call, maybe not you or your colleagues.
Okay. All right, Wes. Well, like I said, we look forward to working with you and helping you grow your business more than you already have. And then just wait for that call tomorrow. And like I said, we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you over here, okay?
All right. Cool.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. You have a great rest of your afternoon.
Yep. See you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. All right. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.